If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Hey, what's going on, Klein and Ellie?
Are you ready?
I love Klein and Ellie, you little bitch.
Klein and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Klein and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet David Snake, did you see that?
Be the Klein and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning, and welcome to your K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. It is Tuesday, sometime in the middle of August. It's back to school week for many, and here we are, a celebration of life, of a great bird that we never knew, but we spent a lot of time watching. Jackie, we will be doing some tributes throughout the show today as we celebrate the greatest specimen in Southern California since that P-22.
I think this is P-22 level. I mean, remember when P-22 died, they had a whole tribute concert? I imagine there will be a tribute concert announcement for Jackie.
That was a great event, too, by the way. Everybody, like, crapped on us for going, but that was an amazing event.
I believe that Jackie, the bald eagle, the big bear bald eagle that has passed away, sadly, is a bigger thing for a few reasons. One is bald eagle has always been the symbol of America, so I think it's got a patriotic aspect to it. And the fact that Jackie got taken down in some sort of a weird bitch fight. And now, what's Shadow's out with that other floozy bird.
Katie One, that's her name.
I know that we're not allowed to hunt bald eagles because I think that's not allowed. But I feel like whoever gets that kill shot on the cheating bitch eagle.
She got what she wanted, didn't she?
She sure did, man.
Wow, what a home wrecker.
She sure did. And if you've ever been in a relationship where you've been cheated on or there's been infidelity and that other girl ends up with your man or whatever, oh, you wish nothing but the worst for her.
I do wish that we could somehow let Shadow know what's going on. All of us know what's happened to Jackie. The one who really wants to know what the hell's going on is Shadow.
Well, he doesn't care. He's moved on. Something younger, something hotter.
He does care. No.
Something younger and hotter.
They made
Dude,
for life.
Jolene's.
Yeah, Jolene. That's right.
That's where it's at.
Jolene,
man.
That's where it's at. You know what? Now I'm back on board with Jolene. Uh-huh. I just saw a picture. I'm into Jolene now.
I mean, can't they like show him a screenshot and be like, boom, dead. Move on with your life. He's probably wondering, should I wait for her?
He's not
should
wondering.
Should I get with Jolene or Katie?
He's with Jolene. He's been spotted with Jolene all the time now.
Yeah, I know, but Shadow they said Jolene. He's not going to mate until, like, December when he starts getting desperate.
Nah, he's word is out.
Wowing, yeah, sure.
The kids
so you just
are
think
out.
He doesn't care?
Yeah, the kids are out. They flew. They flew the nest already. Yeah. I don't really know how nature works, but once they moved out, he's basically got the place. I know when my kids went away for camp for a week, I was banging like crazy, Allie. Yeah. Remember the balloon animal phase?
Yeah. So you think he's going to turn Jolene into a balloon animal?
Yeah, he sure is. He'll turn her into a balloon
and
animal.
And then she's like, ugh, I thought I liked this guy.
Yeah, she's going to get bored real quick.
He's making weird jokes.
Yeah, well, anyway, this is not the tribute we were hoping for, but RIP regardless to the great Jackie. We never met you, but I feel like we all feel like we knew you somehow.
I think that we would feel that justice was done if we got an extra holiday out of this.
I definitely agree.
Can we do that?
I think that this is the time that we fight for a Jackie Day. And, yeah, there's been a lot of calls about Jackie. And we have some tributes planned throughout the show today. And we're going to actually...
There she is. She's back.
No, that's not her.
Jackie.
That's not her.
Do you have any last words?
Ah!
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
who's that?
R.I.P. to Jackie. Ah! We will be sending you to Big Bear to pay some respects.
That was the last
this
word.
Morning. That was it. God, well, it sounded like she went at the right time, I guess. The tributes will be better later, we promise. Joe, it's K-Rock. We are Klein Alley's show. If you need us, we're around for you. When we're not here, there's a goat line, 844-956 GOAT. Alley, you'll be thrilled to know that we have someone listening in a place you didn't know they were allowed to listen.
Go, Klein Alley, sweet divots. This is me, Justin, calling from a psych ward. They actually let us listen to your guys' radio station here. It's friggin' awesome. You guys do not ever get into a psych ward. Trust me, it's hell. All right. Peace out.
That took a lot of twists, but this guy says avoid the psych ward at all costs, but they are allowed to listen to our show.
I didn't even know they had psych wards anymore. I thought they got rid of them all. I guess there's one left.
I think there's a different name for them. I think they can't use the name psych ward because it sounds like...
It's interesting that our voices are better than the voices in their heads.
Well, at least an option, at least a different option. I mean, this guy left a lot of messages, so I don't know if the voices in his head are telling him to call a lot.
Good evening, boys and girls. This is Justin calling from the psych ward still. Been listening to you guys all day, Klein and Alley, and Megan Holliday, and Sluggo, and Kevin Ryder. You guys are awesome. In the morning, do you think when I wake up and they turn on K-Rock, you guys can play Psycho by Puddle of Mud?
I don't think we're going to be doing that.
It sounds about
come
me.
On. That would be awesome. There are some crazy people here. And, yep, it would be awesome to hear it. Thanks, guys. Love you.
We know that you probably think the radio is talking back to you. And in this particular case, we are. But probably we're not going to get that song on this morning.
Do you think that every person there thinks that they're not crazy and everyone else is crazy?
Yes.
Like, everyone's going, guys, there's real weirdos in here. But there's a guy that's sitting in a corner with a radio listening to K-Rock on 24/7.
This guy claims he's calling the goat line right now. I think he needs more
he
meds.
He says they need him.
Yeah.
But then he's going, God, everyone's nuts in here. Yeah. I'm the only sane person right. Listening to the radio.
And now he's talking to someone today, be like, they played my message on the radio and talked about me.
I mean, radio is the medium for crazy, people.
It's the number one. It's the number one thing. Crazy people aren't talking about Netflix.
No,
they're talking about radio.
They're not like, guess what I binged watched.
Sometimes ham radio. Sometimes it's they're talking to truckers on the CBs. Mm-hmm. But it's always radios involved.
Oh yeah, it is definitely the friend of the crazy.
It's a telltale sign of crazy right there. So we're thrilled to be a part of it.
What does that make us?
Thanks for making us a part of your journey. I don't know. We just had to go to this stupid job.
I know. We're the ones sitting here in front of the microphone.
I guess we're the craziest of the crazies. So anyway, thanks for listening to the show. Today we have a lot to give you. I don't know if you're excited about going to Big Bear now. I think maybe people are rediscovering Big Bear. We'll send you up there. And also, what is Johnny and Vanessa going to do? They've got something,
What
Allie?
Is Johnny and Vanessa going to do?
They've got some plan. Johnny and Vanessa were practicing early this morning.
Yeah, they're practicing a John Williams song. So that we can give away the master of the movies later, and you can have to guess what song they're playing.
I don't think they've worked on anything harder in the history of this show than what they're going to perform later this morning.
Well, I think Johnny is actually in really good shape. He's really getting somewhere on the ukulele, on the children's ukulele.
Vanessa, yeah. Can you give us a tease as to what you got going on there? I know that you've been working as well. I heard you just a little tease.
I have to turn on my instrument.
Yep.
This is guitar? I think it's always turned on.
No, she's good. Oh, she's moved. I think she's moved from the guitar to the...
Oh, you're doing drums.
She changed her mind. Yeah, they were back and forth all morning. So.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I know what song that is for sure. Anyway, you'll have a chance later today to win your way to the Hollywood Bowl. That's a little too obvious, Vanessa. You're going to give it away now. We got all that to look forward to, plus four packs of tickets for you to go to the thrill capital of the world, and that will be, of course, Six Flags. So we got all that coming up a little bit later this morning. If you want Allie's money, now's a good time to call and claim it. The number is 800-520-1067. Take her cash after this with a quick round of Allie Knows the News, or does she after this?
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's gamble on the news, shall we? Allie puts her money up every morning around this time. Chance for you to learn a thing or two about what's happening in the world. More importantly, take some of Allie's money, and she is pregnant and trying to save every penny.
Yeah.
And she just found out that her AC is broken. That's going to cost her a ton of money as well.
I had a $500 fix, an $8,000 fix, and a $15,000 fix.
Well, which one did you? And then there's the roll of duct tape. Always go with the roll of duct tape.
That's a $0 fix.
Yeah, so we'll get into this right now. And if you take Allie's money, you can feel okay about yourself because not a lot of people win. But many people have stepped up to the plate. We say good morning to Eve and Chino. Hey, Eve.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. Once again, you'll be going toe-to-toe with Allie. She's going to leave the K-Rock studios, sequester herself in the halls. You get to go first, answer these questions quickly, confidently, and accurately so we can pay the people Allie's money. And here we go.
Allie knows the news.
All right, no one won the Powerball, sadly. It is now worth over $975 million. But a ticket worth $1.5 million was actually sold. Where in Southern California?
Los Angeles, so 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven in L.A. We go to question number two. This store was robbed multiple times in the same day after a street takeover.
AutoZone.
Wow, look at you answering quickly before I even finish the question. And you know what you're talking about. This is so rare.
I know.
Go to question number three. A man claims that he suffered a brain injury after eating what at a steakhouse? Now he's suing.
Asparagus.
Oh, man, I'll make your pee smell. Way worse than that brain injury. We got a question number four. What is happening tomorrow in the sky for the first time in recorded history?
A meteor shower. All of them are aligning. All three. The aligning, the moon, the meteor shower, it's all three different things happening at one time. Do I
have to get
specific or?
No, that's pretty good right there. Okay. And finally, a man who has broken records by climbing Yosemite is in the news right now. For what reason?
He fell off the cliff.
And what was the outcome of that?
He's dead.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying. Let's bring Allie in. We'll score together. She's out there talking to someone. She's talking to, who's that, Vivian the Greek? Yeah, of course it is. Allie only wastes time talking to the hot women here. That's what Allie does. She's a real perv. You talking to Vivian the Greek?
Yeah, she's back.
Yeah, I know. You really perv out in the halls here. I may go to HR about you. I know, but it's interesting how you who you talk to in the halls. You've become very Hollywood.
What?
You're only talking
because I'm talking to somebody who walked into the break room.
You don't talk to the Uggos. You don't talk to the Uggos, Allie. You're an Uggo. You're one of us.
I am.
I know, but I see.
Do you think how happy I am that somebody attractive is talking to me?
I understand that, but it's a poor girl.
Why would I pass up the opportunity?
Vivian the Greek is cornered, and there
I'm
you
shoving
are.
Shoving food in my mouth while I talk.
I
to
know
her.
It was really funny to watch. The fact that you two are both technically the same species was crazy. All right, moving on. Here we go. You're battling Eve right now. I'm going to tell you something about Eve. I don't know how this is going to end up, but I like Eve.
Really?
Okay. She didn't sound like she just got out of a coma, like most of our contestants. We go to question number one.
Or a psych ward.
Sadly, no one won the $975 million Powerball last night. However, a winning ticket worth $1.5 million was sold where?
Yes. Oh, God. I saw that, but I can't. I'm just going to say Chino Hills.
Oh, man. What a terrible guess.
I don't know.
You're saying Chino because Eve is calling from Chino? That's the best you could think of?
Oh, is she calling from Chino? Yeah. I didn't know.
Eve got it right. She said a 7-Eleven in Los Angeles.
Oh, damn.
And I will accept that. More specifically, Hollywood. That was a guess. Well, damn, you got it right.
Wow.
Santa Monica Boulevard, actually. Another one of those places I bought tickets before, but not my ticket. We go to question number two, and Allie's already down one. Question two. This store was robbed twice in the same day after a street takeover.
Oh, I think they got in the zone, the auto zone.
That is correct, and she got that as well.
Oh, damn.
So it is still 2-1, Eve in the lead as we go to question number three. A man claims that he suffered a brain injury after eating what at a steakhouse, and now he's suing.
Horseradish?
Interesting guess. She
said, stuff can be spicy.
She said asparagus.
Oh.
The man claims that oysters he ate gave him a full-on brain injury. So I don't know what kind of stuff is in those oysters.
Yeah, but he probably looked fancy as hell eating those things.
Probably did. We go to question number four. No one gets the point, which means Allie's still down one. Question four. What is happening in the sky tomorrow night for the first time ever in recorded history?
Well, there's a solar eclipse.
Is that your answer?
Right, but it's special.
Yeah? Someone's special here.
There's a very special one.
Okay, Allie said solar eclipse. What Eve said was there's a meteor shower. It's all part of it. It's a combination of multiple things happening for the first time ever. And Eve actually said that because it's the eclipse and the meteor shower together.
Okay, well, happening. Then did she say solar eclipse?
Yeah, she said all those things.
Oh.
I said all three.
She said all three.
Okay. Yeah. Shut up, Eve. You stay out of this.
Eve is right, and Eve gets another point. And Allie, I don't think there's a way for you to come back anymore.
Done, son.
Question number five, not that it matters.
Well, whatever. Vivian likes me.
Record-breaking Yosemite climber is in the news. For what reason?
He fell and died.
Yeah, nah, very sad. At the age of 30. Oh, well, that's some celebration.
She's so happy.
She got that as well. And at the end. And at the end, at the end of it all, Eve, you beat Allie.
Oh, my God.
Smoked her at her own game. Yay. Look at you, $100 richer with Allie's money.
Whatever, Eve.
Guess Allie's going with the cheap AC fix.
What do you have to say?
Yeah, Allie, what do you have to say? Tell her.
My name is Allie, and Eve knows the news.
Boom, bitch.
Hey, thank you.
I hated you in the Bible.
There has not been a lady fight like this since Jackie and that other eagle. Not since Jackie and
either Jolene or Katie. We're not sure what her name is.
We're not sure. Congratulations. Hold on. Spend the money wisely. We get it back into your music on K-Rock now.
Damn, this is not a good time for me to lose this money.
No, you're on. This is great. I think Allie's going to go into a deep depression now.
You're definitely going to go into a debt before the depression hits.
This is Julia Wolf. It's called In My Room, and it's currently on your K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. We have lots to get into this morning and lots to give you. If you want to interact, remember these numbers. You'll need them. Maybe not now, but at some point this morning, 800-520-1067. I know that we are all looking forward to Friday's backyard hang. Well, it's getting a little... Listen, I want to appreciate everyone who has reached out, and there have been so many people. I mean, there's messages on the goat line about it, Alley. There's guy has offered to come and do an ice luge.
Yeah, but you're not letting anybody in.
Yeah, I got my plus one all sorted
Jake,
out.
Jake, you're about to get a minus one.
Can I minus one myself?
No, you can't minus one yourself.
Man.
It's going to be...
Minus one!
No, you're already out,
plus
Omar. Omar's ice cream cake has been ordered already. It says happy birthday, Omar, and we're going to watch it in time lapse melt in the sun because Omar's not going to be at his own birthday party.
I love ice cream cake.
Allie's back in now,
all right,
baby.
I'm in.
Plus one. I want to thank everyone who's offered it, some DJs have reached out and said, if Omar won't be there, I will come and DJ. We have a house DJ that said he would come by and DJ. And everyone's offering up their services. And I think
this is all pointless because you don't want anybody there.
Well, now
this is the strangest party. It's a no party party.
Oh, you should have heard yesterday after the show, Klein going like, so guys, what do you want to do about this party? I'm like, throwing it. Why don't you decide what you want to do with your party?
It's supposed to be a rager, man.
This guy is now making me rethink everything.
Hey, what's going on, Klein Alley? This is Mel with Rice and Barbecue. I am a 5-year slogger now, I want to say. But yeah, I run a barbecue company that can cook whatever.
Whoa.
But we specialize in Filipino barbecue, but I can bring my grills if need be, Klein.
Filipino barbecue is one of my top 20 favorite types of barbecue. I love it.
It's in my top 30.
Today, but you know what? For you guys, let me know, okay? I messaged you guys before. I'm sure it's like Johnny that's replying to me or whatever, but... It's at Rice and Barbecue, R-I-C-E.
I gotta do some digging now. And then someone else had offered up Ron Solo Cup. Juan Solo Cup from the AA Avengers wanted to come by. Obviously, the Bud Light Bros.
But you're not going to let any of these people in.
No.
So this is, what are we doing
so
now?
So are you updating us? What are you doing now?
What are you doing?
Here's more things that could happen.
But it's not.
I'm updating you guys that it's going
let
to
Let it happen, dude.
It could be a Project X situation. It gets a gets a little out of control, and it's supposed to start small, and we'll see what happens. But Al, if you don't want to go, if you're going to minus one yourself, you're out. No one's ever said at a pool party, where's that fun pregnant lady? So you want out, you're out.
Okay, fine. I'm out.
Allie's out.
But Allie's got to be there.
If Allie wants out,
if you don't
she's
want
out.
Me there, then I won't be there.
Vanessa's in, and she says she's going to be drinking.
I said I was going to control myself. A beer.
Not me, I'm getting an Uber. Listen,
you know what that
Vanessa
means.
Said she's going to have one beer. You know what?
Yeah.
That's a party.
That's a party.
Yeah, no kidding.
Vanessa's going to
be so wasted.
Listen to this. Vanessa has never done a keg stand before in her life.
No way. Really?
And Vanessa will be doing her first ever keg stand.
Isn't that ladylike?
Hey, listen, you don't wear a skirt while you do it. But Vanessa's going to do her first ever keg stand. And Allie, you don't think that that is going to be something that is going to be,
it's gonna be epic.
I mean, I think Omar could end up showing up.
So yeah, maybe.
Have you expanded the guest list at all, or is it just us again?
It's once again just you guys.
Okay.
But
is your wife going to be there?
She is trying,
to find somewhere else to go work. Oh,
but
okay,
but I said to her, why
is it still just from noon to 2?
I told her. Maybe 1:30. We may cut it a half hour short. I think we're going to push.
I can't even get there until 12:45.
That's over then.
Why can't you get there until 12:45?
What?
I gotta go home and feed the dog and stuff.
Are you bringing your dog?
Of course.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't. I think there's a no dogs policy.
I think it's going to go till 3. I think I'm going to expand it an hour.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm going to expand it an hour. And
Party animal.
And
so we have time to get hungry again because there'll be nothing else to do.
It's
going to
be Filipino barbecue now, apparently. So we got that to look forward to. Allie, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. I've got some surprises now. I'm telling you, I've planned some. Now I've gotten into the excitement of it. Now I'm
Suave Agave
going to
be there?
Suave Agave is offered to come and make the and
offered.
Set up a
bar. Everyone has offered. Have you accepted any of these offers?
Yes.
I feel bad because I think people are under the impression that this is going to be a big, fun party, and it's not.
Okay.
Dude, so, way to sell it. What the hell? What are you doing here,
I'm
man?
I'm so confused.
Cancel my cake.
I know, the cake.
It's confusing. Like, is this happening or not happening? In my brain, I feel like it's still not happening.
It's happening, but I think you guys are all under the impression. Like, Allie keeps going, Klein, invite a bunch of your friends to come over. It's noon on a Friday. I got my friends have jobs. Most of them, well, not all.
Not mine.
There's quite a few of them don't have jobs, but
dude,
a lot
the
of
Bud
them,
Light Bros.
A lot of them have jobs.
So we can't invite our friends either? I'm just saying if it's only the five of us, it's not really a party. And if only two people are drinking, then what are we doing here?
Well, you're allowed to drink a little bit. Aren't you allowed to have a few drinks when you're pregnant, if you're swimming?
You do one keg stand.
I could probably do one keg stand.
Pregnant lady keg stand?
If I drink it slowly.
Yeah, that'd be so funny.
It is viral. That's viral stuff right there.
Seriously.
I mean, I'm telling you.
I'm going to show up if you do that.
Why don't you invite Megan Holliday and some other people
Megan
from
Holliday,
K-Rock
Megan
or something?
Has,
she's a buzzkill, man.
She's going to be there giving out the NORCAM.
Yeah.
She has the life of the party.
She's going to set up a tent and save lives.
I tell you, he's not the life of the party, you.
So it's, Allie, I'm just saying, I know you're concerned, but it's good.
Hey, have you guys ever partied with Johnny? I'm interested to see if he parties down.
Johnny says he's bringing his girlfriend and some friends.
Wow. Yeah, he'll probably bring some friends, too. Maybe
on a Friday. Why does he get to invite friends?
Because they're young and fun.
And hot.
Yeah,
so Jake can't invite friends,
no.
But Johnny can?
Jake's friends, he posts his friends every week when he does his Magic the Gathering
tournament. Yeah, we don't want those people there.
He's going to bring Moist Joyce and like all those other bar characters.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
I can't have
cartoons.
That. Allie, I can't have that in my bed. No,
I don't have anything in common with hot
Let
girls.
Johnny bring his friends.
At some point, around 3 o'clock, my kids are going to get back from school, and they're going to see this whatever the hell is transpiring in my backyard.
What about 562 said, why don't we just get an Airbnb for like a night or a few hours or something, and then we can throw a big party.
Well, the problem with the Airbnbs are, you talk about not the life of the party. They shut down parties before anyone else because everyone decided, I don't mind if you sleep in my house, but I don't want you partying in my house. People got real mad about that. So now the only time to have a party now is you got to do it in your own house.
I mean, we're only renting it once.
That's a good point. Well, I guess if we don't plan on getting our deposit back.
213 said, I'm a stripper and I'll come.
Whoa.
His name's Julio.
Oh, boo.
Pass.
No.
I'm in.
I'm all about Julio.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, for Vanessa, unicorn, right, Vanessa?
I'm all about
Julio. Unicorn. So.
As in like unicorn, no thank you.
Okay, I don't
what?
Think it works like that.
I was trying to rhyme.
Okay, so the point is...
It's hard to rhyme with unicorn.
For everyone who has sent DMs about this, this is not a show...
It's not a party, all right? So shut up.
It's not a party. You know, you gotta tell the cops when they come and they knock
Can
on the door?
Just go
You're
inside and
blanket,
watch
dude.
A movie or something?
We're gonna watch a movie.
I'd rather do that.
Right. What are you going to show? What movie are you going to show?
Schindler's List.
I'll
make it really
We're going to watch
that. Sound like an upgrade to this party.
That's what I'm calling the guest list for this party, actually. We got to take a break. When we get back, we have more show. If you think that was fun, oh, just wait.
We know how to have a good time.
I'm just telling you. You want to poo-poo it all you want. If it's just me and Vanessa, she's doing keg
stands? I mean,
you're
just not selling it very well. I don't think any of us are really excited except Jake.
Wouldn't you rather I under-promise and over-deliver?
I would rather be promised something.
I did promise you something.
You got to say yes to Suave Agave, the barbecue guy, and all the stuff, dude. The DJs. You got to say yes.
You're not going to have a DJ if your wife is going to be there working from home.
I told her. I put my foot down. From noon until
your
2.
Tiny foot.
From noon until 2.
Is that when you had the 1:30 discussion?
Yeah, that's right. I said noon till 2. I'm doing what I want to do in this backyard.
She's like, when my nails are done, the party's over.
She goes,
I'm coming back home.
She goes, 1:30. They're out of here. I said, no, don't you worry. So it's just plan accordingly. I'm just saying. I know you're all trying to fit. And Omar, I think it's worth the commitment.
All right, we'll see. Where do you live?
Don't worry, you're going to be there. I can't give the coordinates around. You'll see.
Coordinates?
It's like a treasure map now?
I will give you guys your clues later this week.
Okay.
All right, if you find that, you get to go.
Now this is fun.
Oh, no. It's going to be a murder mystery, Allie. It's your favorite.
Okay.
We take a quick break. The only thing that's been murdered is fun at this party. We'll be back with more show next.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rock Klein Alley Show, we'll get into your ADD news, and then the tribute that we've put together to celebrate the life and the passing of Jackie, our favorite of the big bald eagles from Big Bear. We've been monitoring you and watching you creepily on webcams for years, and feel like we've been raising your chicks ourselves. I think that's what they're called, the little eaglets. Is that what the name? Anyway, regardless, Allie's going to tell you about what's going on in that world. Bad news, spoiler alert, it doesn't end well. We'll get to that. But then a tribute that I think you're going to want to witness. It will be a beautiful thing as we officially turn the airwaves of K-Rock over to Jackie. And before we get to your news, though, Allie, a question for you on the GOAT line.
Hey, I'm just curious. If Allie and her wife got into an argument and they have to settle it with paper, rock, scissors, and they both pick scissors, does that turn into like a sexual thing?
Yep.
Every time.
Absolutely.
That's why they do it. That's why
how we kiss and make up.
Allie only goes rock. So she can avoid that. Let's get into this, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
So, yes, RIP to the world-famous bald eagle, Jackie. The update yesterday was that things were not looking good. They still didn't know what was wrong with her, and in the end, they ran out of time. Jackie was 14 years old. She was born in 2012. She raised 9 kids, which is more than most Mormons. And it is sad. But at least she died in a hospital surrounded by doctors instead of her actual home. But don't think about just losing Jackie. Think about the hours of productivity that you lost watching the bald eagle cam at work. Think about the loss of respect from your boss when they found out. And the time that you lost talking about Jackie and Shadow with your coworkers in the break room. But the good news is that Jackie is probably the main reason they were able to raise the money to buy the land in Big Bear to preserve her own home. So in a way, she saved the lives of countless other animals. They say that they're going to be transporting her to Colorado. I don't know. Apparently, that's some kind of procedure that they do for bald eagles. I guess that's where she flew from. Everyone's moving to Colorado these days. And the question is, who is going to replace Jackie in the nest? Because one of the sub-adult eagles that was bitch fighting with Jackie is now inching her way closer and closer to the nest, and they wonder if she is going to be the new Jackie.
Well, sadly, like has been the case in this town for a long time, once that eagle turns 14, they got to replace her with a younger, hotter eagle. And apparently, I don't know what's considered hot in the world of eagles, but I think it has to do with plume, I believe, is involved. And I think that they found...
Sometimes the ladies are more haggard looking, though, than the boys. The boys, like, they look more vibrant and stuff to attract the females.
Oh, and the females were all jacked up?
Yeah, sometimes, like, I know peacocks, the boys are the ones that are really, really colorful.
Well,
they're the flamboyant ones
in
the animal kingdom.
We do have a bird expert joining us later this morning that can go ahead and put some context behind this. But what a massive story. And it may not be affecting your life on a day-by-day, minute-by-minute basis, but... in some ways, this was she was like a mascot for us all.
Well, I think a lot of people got very invested in the Jackie and Shadow Bald Eagle live stream. I know, Omar, you were a big watcher from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And,
totally.
You know, then there was that year where their eggs didn't hatch and then they started eating them and it was really jarring, especially for all the elementary school kids that have been watching the stream. Mm-hmm. And then there was that one year where they had three of them and then one of them died and fell out of the nest. And so you see these things happen and you realize how nature is pretty cruel and that's the way things work. I mean, if nobody had rescued Jackie, she would have been dead already and they would have just moved on.
R.I.P. Jackie. According to the report, though, it says that she passed away early hours of Monday, August 10th. So she had already passed when you guys were doing the report on her health.
Well, we didn't know. We didn't get the news till after we were off there
yesterday. They didn't share the news until late in the afternoon yesterday.
A lot of people have accused us.
So she was dying as
Allie of mushing Jackie and saying that she was going to live forever and all that stuff. But a musical tribute will be played on K-Rock in mere moments. And I think it will make you feel things. Some people may cry, actually. I think it may be one of the finest tributes we've ever put together. And we will debut that just after 8 a.m. sharp right here on K-Rock.
You mildly cared about this, didn't you?
I didn't care at all at the beginning, and slowly I found myself as the more and more you and Omar chatted about it and the saga, I did feel like I kind of got to know Jackie.
I kind of liked seeing them bring in all the dead fish and then rip them apart and feed them to the eaglets.
It was pretty cool.
It was calming for me, ripping apart a trout.
Yeah.
There are a few things being auctioned off this week. If you win the $1 billion Powerball, you can buy all of it. First off, the most expensive car ever sold they think it will be. It's a 1963 Chevrolet Corvette Grand Sport, and they say it'll likely be the most expensive car ever sold. They expect it to sell for up to $13 million, which
is... That guy's going to have such a tiny penis about that.
It's going to be an old guy with a tiny penis and a recent divorce.
Yeah. Congratulations, sir. You officially have the tiniest penis.
What's so special about this car?
I don't know. I don't know anything about cars. It looks pretty. $13 million is also just slightly higher than the average price of any other new car right now. Then you have a bunch of Whitney Houston memorabilia going up for auction. They have show-worn dresses, platinum records. Don't see any crack pipes in this lot, though.
God damn it.
And if those don't interest you, maybe this rare edition of Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt will pique your interest because this could be worth millions.
Well, what looked like a box of old Nintendo games in Waukesha turned out to be a treasure for video game collectors. The owner of One Stop Wonders found he had nearly 100 copies of a rare version of Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt inside a box sitting in storage. The person who sold it told him Nintendo sold the cartridges to a metal recovery service to be melted down for gold, but they never were.
Pretty interesting. They said
there's gold in games?
These were made after all of the other games were produced.
These were printed about 2 years after the last known printing of these games.
So they think that these are going to be the most expensive video games ever sold.
This guy's got a box of how many? Hundreds of them?
100.
And they were supposed to be melted down for gold?
Yes.
There's gold in video games?
And then they were like, melt it down for gold. And then the guy was like, sure, melty, melty, melty.
Then
never did it.
The gold would have been worth way more than those games. At that point, you'd already probably beaten Duck Hunt.
There's gold in them games.
But now this person's smart. It's funny how people get rewarded for being absent-minded. Like, I'll just leave that box around. I'll get to it eventually. And
I know.
30 years later,
I know.
It's worth all that money.
Yeah, it's definitely a gold mine. I know we have a solar eclipse to look forward to, but the truth is we could use a little covering up of the sun because it's been incredibly hot. In fact, July was the hottest month ever recorded in the United States. They said that it was a long, intense heat dome over most of the world that led to record hot temperatures from the East Coast to the Plains and the Southwestern states. And this is the hottest July since they started the records back in 1895.
So
the world's just getting hotter and hotter and hotter. That's why I think we could probably use an eclipse. Just a couple of minutes to cover it all up.
I tried to warn you, emotionally, you could get all over the place now as we pay you our first official musical tribute to the life and the legacy of Jackie, the Bald Eagle. And we ask you to gather around the radio like the good old days and take a moment to celebrate our feathers.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.